This is going to sound so organic the way that I'm talking right now. I wish we had a theme song, James.
Well, I mean, it does, because you do talk like that. You talk like a fool.
There's no way we discuss doing this before I hit the record button.
Oh, wait, you hit the
you
record button.
About.
He hit the record button.
I
then.
Did.
That means that...
Oh, you sneaky person.
The peer-reviewed podcast is live again, pre-recorded, for the first time in almost a year.
Pre-recorded?
It's a very... Yes.
Not pre-recorded.
But when, they, when
right
they're
now.
Listening to it now, in the future,
wait,
it'll be...
Wait, listening to it live?
I don't think they...
Are you saying there's time travel?
That's, I don't know. We might get into that in a bit, but we need to introduce ourselves. This is the Peer Review Podcast with your hosts, as usually, Daniel Frana,
James Hotley Prime,
Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, and we are back after this is season two right now because we were too lazy and busy for too long to do it. So
no, because this takes a lot of time and production and. Math and numbers, and there's
yes.
a lot that goes in.
We have a new table.
We have a new table.
Table.
Yep. We had to commission the
Actually,
table.
Actually, we had a whole new room.
Yeah, it's a brand new facility because we're no longer in the Titty Kitty dungeon.
I do miss Titty Kitty.
I know.
We
so
all do.
We're going to have to.
And Charles Darwin.
Yeah, oh, and that weird.
Yeah.
Graffiti.
I almost
on the door.
Don't want to ask what's in your closets, though.
I don't know. I'm too scared to open them. There could be. Could be several skeletons. I don't know.
Got I like how we just walked into this person's place. I'm like, yeah, we're using this room now. And they were like, okay.
Hey, golly, that's a nice table. I'm putting a mic on that.
That sounds very, very aggressive.
We should probably introduce ourselves to those people after this.
Maybe. Oh, well. But yeah, so it's been a year. Any new things happened with you guys? Anything interesting? No? James, probably not.
I learned how to cry.
Did you?
And then I immediately killed that side of me.
Oh, wow. That's very dark.
Jolly star we have going here.
Yes. Don't worry, we'll get you crying again by the end of the show.
Oh, thank God.
I know how much you miss it. How about you?
I don't know, new stuff.
I don't know. I did some stuff.
Did
and
some
for a
stuff.
While I didn't.
Couple so. Things.
You've got a car now.
I do have a car
and
now.
And you don't.
I did
don't
have a car last time, though.
Those things are correlated, I've decided.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Somehow you just took your car, put a soft top on it, and painted it.
Yeah, once you got a car, my car's like, whoop, need to start myself on fire now.
Which is weird, because that's usually James's job.
I tried so hard.
That's true. When I looked out and I saw my car burst into flames, I'm just like, where's James?
Yeah, I actually did follow you all the way there.
You were in the trunk.
Yeah, I was in the trunk the whole time.
It's like one of those that horror story where it's like, he's in the killer's in the back seat.
I'm committed to my shenanigans. You won't believe how long that walk was to get back. I almost didn't get back before you.
I was there for 2 days, so who knows.
Yeah.
I started a new job, no longer working at the DNA factory. I'm doing...
They call that surrogate father.
Yeah. Just a fucking sperm bank. I'm doing research at the university now.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What are you researching? Are you at liberty to divulge?
Yeah, we're researching cystic fibrosis. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. They don't. That's not a super sexy disease. It's not like cancer or AIDS. Those are really sexy diseases. You know, super.
Sexy. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
But yeah. So
that was a disturbing peek into Prana's. Enough
board games. Love me chicks with AIDS.
It's that heroin chic look that just comes so natural to them.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there we go. We summed up an entire year of activities that we've gone through in probably about 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know.
Oh, I live in a new place.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
you
don't.
James, you don't live here too, do you?
Well, about that closet thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just open it up. There's a cot with a bunch of skeletons on it. Because
well,
that's your style.
He gets lonely.
Yeah. Don't judge.
Oh, I'm going to judge.
Mr. AIDS and cancer is sexy.
Hey, I like what I like.
We were
going to
do this. We were going to do all the podcasts drunk, but then I got hungover.
No.
Well, I quit drinking for a while.
You
damn, that was a long 8 days.
Yeah, so next time we're going to have some booze in the the old podcast.
I like how we're
studio.
Assuming there's going to be a next time.
So very well could not.
Sometime around 2016.
Do you remember when we started this podcast and we had actually been talking about it for about 6 months? And then we finally started and we're like, let's do one this week. And then we didn't do one again for quite a while.
And this could just end up being another lost episode.
Yeah.
Where we didn't record it because we spent too much time talking about the TV show Lost.
Those are watching The Simpsons.
What happened?
Those are going to come out one day on the greatest hits album for the most diehard fans.
Which is us.
Yeah.
We are the biggest fans of our own thing.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, Simpsons and Maker's Mark was a fun night anyway.
That was a fun night.
And then didn't we go somewhere and do something?
Yeah, we went to Deadwood and got really drunk there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that
sounds
again.
Sounds like us.
Yeah, it sounds
I don't
like
remember
us.
That, but I don't have the wherewithal to defend myself.
I just remember walking for some reason, being like, why are we walking? Oh, right, because we're drunk. Where are we walking to? Oh, too drunk. How convenient.
That's the way it goes.
We are winners.
We lost our sponsorship, though, didn't we?
We did. We're no longer sponsored by the National Institute of Fun Concept of Fun, if that's even what it was called. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Something ludicrous like that.
And also, we're not sponsored by the Colombian cocaine cartels anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, we had a big falling out with them after we informed the DEA of their whereabouts. And well, it's
turns
just
out they were in Colombia the whole time.
It's like, you think the DEA could have got that on their own.
It was actually quite easy. They thought that was a clever ruse. It really wasn't.
The District of Columbia. They were in Washington, D.C. A lot of senators were brought down.
Oh,
good times. Season one, we remember you fondly.
The good old days.
The good old days. But I think that maybe we should get into a little bit of sciencing right now.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, we can start.
Do you have a Bunsen burner?
No, I don't have a Bunsen burner. Sorry. No.
One of these days on the podcast, we should actually do science to the...
Like what kind? You're going to do science to me?
Yeah, I'm going to do science. Be careful.
Wow. That's very scary. I don't even imagine the kind of things that go through your head.
So you're saying I should not use that as a pickup line?
Yeah.
No, you can, but only if you get AIDS or cancer.
Yeah, exactly, because that's a sexy one. Those are
science,
sexy
just you.
And I just want to... I don't even know what your definition of science is. Like, you just, like, take out a knife and start stabbing me. Just like, yep, I'm sciencing him.
I'm finding out what happens if I stab you over 45 times.
Over 45 times, I die. Under 45 times, I come back as an immortal. So.
I'll just make sure I do it 45. What about 45
even?
And a half?
45 even, I get stuck in some sort of weird ghost state limbo. Yeah.
Ah, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Because then you could still do the podcast, but also not be an annoying jerk.
What, you think that my ghost wouldn't be annoying? I think my ghost would be, he'd be like, oh yeah, James, you killed me. That's why I'm here. I would haunt you so much.
Yeah, I didn't think that through, did
James.
I? Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But what I'd be like...
Yeah, damn it, Andy, why didn't you make me think that through? Why is this all your fault suddenly?
You are
because I'm
James's
here.
Handler.
Yeah. Seriously, you're supposed to keep me in line, and now I'm stabbing Frana.
Wait a minute, you don't have to stab me.
Oh,
it hasn't happened yet. You can.
I don't.
You
have
a choice.
Okay, I thought
you were dark today,
that,
James.
I had to.
No. I think that I would.
Have you seen the weather?
It's true. It's very rainy, thunderstormy.
Yeah.
That's an adjective I can use.
It's a real stabby weather.
Is that why there's so many murders in like England and Ireland? It's just like it's always rainy. They're like, might as well kill someone.
Yeah, it's actually on the law books. If it's rainy, you have to break the law.
I don't know.
It's way too thick. I'm going to kill some hookers. Maybe that'll help.
The weird thing is by not breaking the law on those days, you're inherently breaking the law anyway.
That's true. So damned
you're
if you
screwed.
Do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
That's why it's such a fucked up place over there.
Oh, we do swear on the podcast? Good, because I've been trying not to, and it's been really hard.
It's a fudged up place. like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory. It's fudged up. Hello! God.
You proud of yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm very ashamed. It's almost as bad as that one episode.
I don't like this
handle
as much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it. But that's almost as bad as that one episode where I tried to use sound effects the whole time. That will never be released.
Yeah, okay.
That will never be released.
Not
alert.
Even to the most diehard fan in the room.
I wish I could set that MP3 file on fire. Because it's just... I want to make sure that the world is purged of its existence.
We could find like a USB drive small one that no one wants anymore. Put it on there and then set that on fire. That would make you feel better.
That would be perfect. As long as you don't copy it.
No, of course not. I want it gone as much as you do.
Good, good. Because, yeah, you said some pretty pretty racist things, if I remember correctly. Something about second ethnic cleansing of a certain minority group.
You should have heard Andy last night.
I wish I had. Nice.
I can't remember his last name.
He,
but from Picnic Face.
Picnic Face?
Picnic Face.
Alright, let's not get into that. It's a YouTube video. It's not nearly as interesting in the daytime.
Or sobriety.
Is it about vampires?
Not what, everything has to be about vampires, Rana.
Because it wouldn't be as interesting in the daytime. They're just asleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, swing and a miss.
All right. You tried, man.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do. But I think I'm going to lead us into our first article. It's the...
Oh, finally, someone's taking the lead.
It's the beloved segment, the No Shit Science article. It was recently published in the American Journal of Psychiatry that there has been an association found between child abuse and brain damage.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
You smack a kid, maybe they're not gonna turn out well-rounded, fully functional human beings.
Now, that's not to say that if you have been, you won't, but there's a good chance you won't. I mean, I was, you know, I got spanked and beat up by my brothers as a kid, and I'm fully functional-ish, right? I'm semi-functional.
Still kind of stretching it.
I exist. That, I exist, right?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Unfortunately. I mean, yes, yes.
Unless you try to put me in that ghost state. It's not going to happen.
45 exactly.
Man, now I'm like, oh, I wonder if that actually would happen. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, it wouldn't, Daniel. Why would you think that?
We're doing a podcast about science. You're actually a scientist.
And I'm thinking about being a ghost.
From being stabbed up 45 times specifically.
I don't know. There's a lot of freaky mumbo-jumbo out there.
That was just fun, though.
I always called it mumbo jumbo.
What's the thunder telling you, Daniel?
It's telling me that James is gonna stab me.
Don't listen to thunder's a liar.
Thunder's never lied to me.
No, you just never called it out before.
So that was a good article.
Yeah, feel good article of the week.
Super in depth, yeah.
So, on to the next thing, then.
On to the next one, all right. We have another article here about time travel. So, it says here that time travel was simulated by Australian physicists.
Simulated like, what, a theme park ride? A
movie? I think so, yeah. They just, like, thought YouTube about what series? Would happen. So, it says the researchers achieved this by simulating the behavior of a single piece of light traveling on a closed time-like curve. A closed path in space-time. I think that this is a little out of my league.
You know, I think what they actually just did was play The Sims 3 and press fast-forward.
That's, yeah.
Remember when we said that we were going to actually read these articles thoroughly and discuss them beforehand? Yeah, but then I decided to drink beer. That was a really funny joke.
I know. It's never going to happen.
I took it seriously, and then I drank beer. And stopped taking anything seriously.
So that was, what, like science. 20 years ago when you started drinking beer? You're like, maybe in 20 years I'll have a podcast and I'll actually do research.
I would have been
8
years old 20 years ago. It was clearly 24 years ago.
Gotcha. You don't even know your age, though. So how do you know?
I'm roughly 28, maybe 29.
It's hard. Numbers are hard.
Something to do with a date.
Didn't we say
had one?
We can just cut you in
half. I've had a date before.
Just cut you in half and count your rings, see how old you are.
Can we just cut off the hand?
All right.
No.
Why did we mime that? That was because for the benefit of nobody.
They would know. I don't know how they'd know, but they'd know.
Maybe we should just start including a camera. Just so, like, at the end of each season, we can be like, bundle some clips together so things actually make some sense.
You know, we could just do a Vine of us.
Oh, yeah, those are the new things that you're all into. Oh,
yeah, I'm super, super into technology and shit like that, because I'm super cool like that. Arna James, Arna Andy, why am I doing this on the podcast? It looks dumb and people hate it. So we're going
to... It's going to be the special features on the DVD.
Guys, one of our whole four listeners is going to be really confused.
Yeah, what about the half listener, though?
Oh, well...
This guy's always confused.
Yeah, what a jerk. Maybe he would... I think he's just confused, like, how do I live as a half of a being? I don't know, is he cut vertically or horizontally, or how is he done?
I guess... What if it was, like, a quarter of him was cut horizontally and a quarter was cut vertically?
So... So,
yeah, right?
I'm really quite
how
sure
would that
how
work?
I don't think it would. See, what I'm
I don't think someone being cut quartered. Anyway, like, half... Or, like, horizontally or vertically. That wouldn't work at all anyway.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't.
No. So, of course my one doesn't work.
Well, you know what? We need to find the person who is a half and figure out what they're doing with their life.
And it wouldn't be quarters. Like,
it would be probably better than us.
Probably. Exactly. Yeah, well, probably not since they're listening to this. They're not even making it. They can't.
But they're only paying half of their attention. Yeah, half of their attention.
That's true.
They only considering they're already half a person, that's, like... hardly any attention at all.
Yeah.
They're barely listening.
Well, if you are the half a person, please tweet in.
And we like you.
Because we've been insulting you. That's a bold statement. I'm not going to admit to that yet. But maybe.
Right, oh, we were talking about time travel. Photons.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. The simulation of
really?
Time travel. In Australia, yeah.
Aren't they a bit busy trying to not...
die.
Be killed by stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're trying to develop time travel so that every time some beast in Australia kills someone, they can just time travel back to prevent it happening.
Or they could just time travel forward to when they're not alive anymore and they don't have to worry about being in Australia.
That's probably why they're doing it.
I don't think so, actually. This is giving me... I can't even... Do you want me to just read it and see if I can make any sense of it?
Give it your best shot.
All right. Let's start here. In the study, the research team simulated the behavior of a single photon that travels through a wormhole and interacts with its older self. This was achieved, PhD student Martin Ringbauer told the speaker, by making use of a mathematical equivalence between two cases. In the first case, photon 1 travels through a wormhole to the past and then interacts with the older version. In the second case, photon 2 travels through the normal space-time but interacts with another photon trapped in the CTC forever, shown in the illustration throughout the article using the fictitious second case to simulate the behavior of the photon 2. We were able to study the more relevant case 1, said Ringbauer. I can't do this. I think I just had a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, because you try to read it as fast as possible.
That's because I noticed when I was reading it, I just started talking faster, and then I'm like, let's see how fast I can go.
You were doing your own little time travel experiment. You were saying
exactly.
If you could read it so fast...
that I go back in time.
Yeah, before you'd ever learn of that article.
So then I never... yeah, that wasn't a good one to pick.
So I think we can basically summarize that how that works is... some smart dude did a bunch of stuff with numbers, and...
then science happened.
Science happened, and now they think that time travel happened to a photon.
You know what? This article makes a lot more sense now that they realize that the guy that they were talking about, Martin Ringbauer, he was the director of Looper. Looper. You know the Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie?
Yeah.
Where he goes back in time
right.
and hangs
yeah.
out? That's exactly what they're talking about. From what I gather.
It was all just a PR stunt?
Yeah.
So, it's like science it's, should never be used as a PR
it's
stunt.
Getting you ready for Looper 2. Loop, swoop, and pull. That's what it's called.
Looper 2.
So that...
The Photon Chronicles.
Let's check that one off the list. I don't want to talk about that.
That
hurts my head.
That was a disaster.
It was. So, that's great. You guys got anything you want to talk about? Didn't you have one about...
You're the one that took on my own notes.
Yeah, the,
cross that
down,
one off. Cross that
oh
one
yeah,
off.
Child abuse.
Yeah, let's get rid of that.
Yeah, let's get rid of child abuse, guys.
We
do
all
agree
that.
On that.
Yes.
All
that's, right. Well, that's the whole goal of the peer review podcast is to get rid of child abuse.
Fantastic.
And promote
we're
the sexy
work.
Diseases.
Yeah. We're doing a good thing for the world.
So you want people to stop beating kids and start giving them AIDS?
Yes. Not necessarily AIDS, but
that's a much
cancer.
More effective punishment.
Cancer. Yeah, what if you could give someone cancer as a punishment, guys? What if you
yeah.
could just, like,
let's
you know,
discuss that for the first time.
No, they, I guess they've reversed leukemia.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wow.
The
what?
First time
no,
hearing
in a mouse with a model leukemia.
Ooh.
You were right when you said that cancer is sexy. Because it has to have models, apparently. But no, they are... Well, I don't know. They use, like, genetic magic or something, which is more your area.
That is my area.
You're, like, some sort of wizard, aren't you?
I'm more of a sorcerer.
They switched the light switch off in their lab. I'm like, what if we do that to cancer? And then they did that to cancer, and it worked.
I'm surprised that they didn't think of that sooner, where it's like, you know, what if we could just turn cancer off, like a light switch?
We've tried everything. We've even asked nicely. Wait, hang on.
We used to try to turn it off like a door, but that just doesn't work, because you don't turn doors off.
We tried turning it off like a car, but the car blew up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they were just following me in my car.
The PAX 5, it says here.
Tried turning it off like AIDS, but then that was just a turn on.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, a mutation in the gene called PAX 5, which is critical to the development of BALL, or ball.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we know how balls are made for football matches. PAX 5. Brilliant. No, seriously, you're the magician.
I need you guys to see how happy James looks
so,
of himself.
He was so proud of that.
I'm the most pleased I've ever seen him.
I thought you were going to go that's how testicles are made or something, but you didn't go for the easy, dirty joke, which I would have.
The low-hanging fruit?
Yep, testicles. Yep.
Okay.
So it's the PAX5 gene?
Yeah, PAX5, which is it's a tumor suppressor gene.
Oh, okay.
Right. Can't be doing very good at its job if there are still tumors, though.
That's true.
And they have to be turned off.
You know, that...
Which, I don't know, what's that mean? I mean, you, like I said, you're the DNA magician. What does turning off a gene mean? I assume they don't actually have light switches in our bodies.
Kind of, though, actually. They use a process called RNA interference, where they make tiny little microRNAs that they can... Yeah. They're like very, very small, 5 to 20 bases, usually. And they go in there and they basically bind to the gene where the transcription proteins would go to turn it on, to transcribe it. But they bind there, so then the transcription machinery can't, so it's not made.
So would it be like muting the X chromosome? When the X chromosome gets muted?
Kind of,
because that's a methyl group, right?
Yeah,
that gets added to the chromosome.
That's methylation, yeah, but okay. that's the entire chromosome that's silenced.
Oh, okay.
This is just like taking a really, basically,
one
just
very
a
specific portion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and that's something that the...
So it'd be like turning off your wireless card and not the whole laptop.
I suppose so. If you want to make it more complicated than it needs to be.
I'm making it more simple.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
But yeah, but see, I think the really interesting thing is that they said that when they turn the gene off using RNAi, it causes cancer. But then when they turn the gene back on, it not only stops the cancer from growing, but it turns the cancerous cells back into normal cells.
Hang on. When they turn it off, it causes cancer. And when they turn it on, it reverses the cancer. So
yes.
Why the fuck did they turn it off in the first place?
Because,
I mean, they reversed leukemia, but it's the leukemia that only happened because we turned the fucking thing on in the first place.
Well, yeah, it's because they're doing research, isn't it? Like,
but they can literally just turn it on and off again. On and off. Yeah, that would be fucked up.
Oh, yeah, like what if there was, like, a dystopian future?
that like we stated before.
No,
it's like, you commit
crime
and
the
judge is just like, yeah, you get cancer for 5 years, you know? That'd be messed up.
It was funnier the first time.
Yeah.
Should have been rolling.
Damn it, Andy.
But
damn it, me.
What I was going to say, oh, yeah, the gene is called PAX5. Turn it on and off, it, you know, causes cancer or not. There's also a gene called KPAX5, where if you turn it on and off, there's Kevin Spacey is an alien and he's not an alien. That's my very... I'm very pleased with that.
He really is.
I
thought about that like 15 minutes ago when I first read the article. I'm like, oh, I gotta do a K-Pax joke.
And it locked and loaded the whole time. That's the whole point of this episode, is for Fran to do that.
Alright, yeah, we're done.
Alright, yeah, it's a good episode.
Oh my god. The researchers were headed by Dr. Ross Dickens. Just dicking around with cancer.
Dicking balls. He's doing research on bone cancer.
Just get bored of that joke halfway through.
I'm just like, I'm not gonna do this now. Oh god, that was not good at all. It
could have been worse.
Could have been 5 seconds of dead air. Oh well. So
Dickens also mentioned that that ball patience. There's just two words in a row that. Yeah. Very good. Carry on.
Patience. Yeah.
Carry on.
I get it.
That's a great one. All right.
All right.
What else we got in the can?
They apparently discovered a new hominin in Spain. They found these guys. Well, they found skeletons. They weren't actually living there.
It wasn't just like some eight people like, hey, tough.
God, that would be so much
What's
cooler.
What's going on with that fire you got, guys?
I heard at one point that they discovered a Neanderthal skeleton in like Malaysia that was only 150 years old. Like,
don't
it's probably
know.
Fake, though.
That sounds like it. Because first of all, Neanderthals never even really lived over there. They only lived in Europe.
Right.
And they
would stay wherever they want.
Yeah, okay. But they weren't very adventurous.
No.
In general.
Yeah, from all the Neanderthals I know.
But these...
Yeah, you're not very adventurous, James.
Right. You say it to the Englishman in Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I say to the...
Yeah, no,
you
no.
Just proved it. Yeah. Right.
You were in England, and you're like, oh, this isn't much for me. I could go for some corn. No, these guys were apparently ancestors of Neanderthals.
Wait, incestors?
Ancestors. But we'll get to that later.
We're gonna get... Okay.
Alright.
That's gonna take that direction.
Ooh, wow. I guess they had powerful mandibles and mouths that could open extremely wide. So I guess they were like snake men.
Oh, that's...
I'd like to think. Wow. I don't think they were.
I wouldn't like to think that. That's scary. Snake men.
But, scientists who discovered that say that early human evolution was kind of a Game of Thrones type scenario. Because there were these different species or houses.
Except not.
Right. Except for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, this article says, and I quote, that evolution was less slow and boring than we originally thought.
Really?
I didn't actually quote that. I'd
he
be
said,
like looking for it.
Oh, that's I'd say that'd be very judgmental. Just like this boring evolution's boring.
He's just trying to make it seem that it more interesting to the kids.
Okay,
modern age.
I was gonna say that makes the scientist sound like a 15-year-old kid. Who's like, ugh, evolution boring. I just want to skateboard and watch YouTube.
I don't
want to
do my homework.
They did yeah. Find these fossils in a pit, which they call Cima de los Huesos. Which means pit of bones.
Oh.
Not very creative.
Who the fuck finds bones
and
in the pit of bones?
Wait, yeah, was it named the bone pit before that? Because if they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's the bone pit. Have you ever been down there? No.
Do you think there's anything down there?
I don't know. It's just been known as the bone pit.
I'm going to go see if there's bones down there. Is that okay?
No.
Go ahead. Waste of time, mate.
But with them, they also found a lot of fossilized bones of bears and claw marks on the walls. So how is this not a fighting pit?
Wow, yeah, I think that's probably what the early Homo sapiens did. They're just like, oh,
they literally all got together and were like, okay, to see who goes on in the game of evolution, we're all gonna fight to the death in this pit.
And somehow bears are like,
bears
are like, I want to know out of this action too.
Love fighting. Yeah,
it's like, let's see, I can do this. But then
it turns out evolution wasn't just this whole long, drawn-out ordeal. It really was. They all very agreeably got together and decided to fight to the death and settle it like grown-ups.
That's very gentlemanly of them.
And the Homo sapiens were like, but for you, bears! Fuck you!
That's why... Yeah, okay, good.
I kind of wish that bears would have won, because then they'd be like the...
Then we'd be bear people?
We'd be bear people!
I think they did. I mean, I've got a really hairy...
Well, maybe it's just like in England they won. And then in America we got real people.
I don't have claws. I want claws, damn it.
You're not getting claws, because then you would just be stabbing people even more.
45 times precisely. Don't worry, I've got this.
You're just
going to
create... just going to turn everyone into ghosts.
Yeah, then I'll be the king of ghosts.
The king of ghosts. don't think so.
See, if he had claws, that'd be more convenient, because presumably he still had five on each hand, so we could stab five at once.
I was about to say, I could stab literally 10 people at the same time, if they stood very close together.
No, it would just be easier to stab him 45 times, because you'd only actually have to do 9 motions.
See, I was thinking everyone times. Should just cuddle up together, and I can go...
Here's, and I quote, hominid evolution was not a peaceful, boring process of very slow change over time.
Nice.
A bunch of people fighting it out over whether or not we're going to exist, I guess.
Yeah, that, like I said, it was just a cage match.
Yeah. Seems like a really good way to do science.
You know, we should have known that, because that's what Charles Darwin wrote in The Origin of Species. Just like, yeah, that's how all these... There's all these different finches because they all got in a big cage and I'm just getting bored of my own jokes before I even start them. Oh god,
it's a good sign.
It is a good sign.
That means people are going to be very interested when they're listening.
Yeah, I hope so. So that was a good one.
What about that other thing?
What other thing?
Right.
That where you went and you read that thing, so you wrote it down.
Which thing?
You wrote something down on a piece of paper.
Oh,
dude, seriously, update your list. You're bad at this.
I'm getting back into it. Sorry, guys. Come on.
Human evolution.
We got fish eating spiders.
Yeah,
really wish we didn't, though.
Oh, we. Well, we don't have. It's not like they're sitting
in
the chairs.
Why did you select a studio that had a bunch of giant fish-eating spiders, and you don't even have fish?
Yeah, and why are we wearing fish costumes?
Well,
that was bad planning. And you're criticizing me for wanting to stab you 45 times precisely. I'm trying to do you a favor and make you a ghost.
I don't want to be a ghost, though. I just want to watch my friends get eaten by giant spiders.
Have you not seen how much fun Casper had?
Yeah, but he was also bald. I don't want to be bald.
He was
bald.
Also very depressed. Yeah. But you're already depressed. I'm trying to make it fun for you.
I don't know. I think I'd rather just stay a person. For
is
now.
Is it painful? Is it a painful eating by these spiders?
Yeah. Very painful.
I like how I pointed at the spiders.
You were looking around through, like, darting your eyes. It's very... It's for no one.
I should be an actor, so this is not a camera on me.
Yeah. But, alright. So, according to this article, spiders are traditionally viewed as predators of insects, but a new study suggests that eating fish is widespread among species that live near the river.
Man, I was really hoping it said a new study suggests that fish are actually insects.
Well, as we all know, fish don't feel pain.
But they do.
They
now,
don't?
No. Because science can't make up its mind.
Nope.
No, new studies keep saying...
It's not science.
They didn't the last time we recorded, but now they...
Right, which is a good thing.
You know what I think it is? I think it's that scientists discovered the gene that causes pain in fish, and they're just turning it on and off.
Right.
Just to fuck with us. Because we can't make up our minds whether it's okay to eat fish because they feel pain or not.
I don't care either way, I'm going to eat them.
Just fuck fish, that's all I'm saying. And not...
Fuck fish.
Yeah, not like having sex with them.
No. Unless they have cancer.
Yeah. Or AIDS.
Or AIDS. Or
fish AIDS. It's a super sexy disease. So,
do you think that's why the spiders eat them? Because they've got super sexy diseases?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Cancer.
But it was just because sushi is delicious.
So, yeah, amazing that, really, isn't it?
Do they
in the same way,
fish?
Though? Well, it says that some spiders are capable of swimming, diving, and walking on water.
That's terrifying.
But they...
I'm
even
not even scared of spiders.
But they generally
terrifying.
Have powerful neurotoxins and enzymes that enable them to kill and digest fish that are bigger and heavier than them.
But I thought, like, the way that spiders
ate
was to, you know, liquefy the insides with their toxins.
Yeah.
Which I thought needed insects because they have the exoskeletons to keep in the gooey insides after they're liquefied.
I don't. Well, maybe they wrap the fish up in webs.
Well,
I mean,
not necessarily. It could be that they inject the toxin.
I don't know much about spiders.
It's
by choice.
Or fish.
And then the skin just keep it all inside because maybe it doesn't liquefy the skin, the outer layer.
No, you're wrong. Moving on.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, so that's just, it makes me scared of just spiders.
I didn't mind spiders before that. Sure, I didn't let them crawl on me, just in case they were trying to kill me.
Yeah, I'd always keep a couple giant fish spiders in my apartment to make sure if any fish walk in. Like, you know, because
fish
always walking in.
They never knock, they just come right in.
I know, very,
you try to take a crack, and it's like, ooh, I'm a fish, hide. You're like,
It's like, dude, can't you think of something better to say than, oh, I'm finished. It's like, no, come on. Fish. I know.
They're so dumb. You walk into... The only time I've had a problem with fish walking in on me while I'm in the bathroom taking a crap is in Iowa.
Yeah?
Which is not by the sea or anything.
No. There is
and,
a river.
And fish in the sea are much more friendly and sociable.
Yeah. There's a few creeks. It's the river fish. The jerks. Yeah. What else does it say about eating fish?
Delicious.
That they've observed them eating small fish in the wild, and three more families contain species that catch fish under laboratory conditions. So does that
just
mean...
trying to show off for the scientists.
No, I think that there's just, like, the other ones are just shy. They're like, I don't want to eat fish in front of the scientists. I told them that I'm a full vegan, and if I eat fish in front of them, they're going to call me a hypocrite. The other ones just don't give a fuck.
Make fun of me because I'm a messy eater. It doesn't have an exoskeleton. I get it all over my face.
They didn't bring tartar sauce last time, and I only eat it if there's a lemon wedge on it too.
You call these fries?
This is a spider talking. Just, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just realized that I was doing an impression of a spider. I'm like, is that what spiders sound like? Oh my god, I'm a little loopy.
Yeah, could have told you
more that. than usual, I guess.
Right.
Done with that.
Good.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cross fish eating spiders off the list. What else?
Oh, well, now we stare at this computer for a while.
No.
Being
you
recorded.
You had that one thing you wanted to talk about, didn't you?
I did.
Yes,
and then
did.
Daniel did that.
Oh, right. What else has happened in science lately since we, the end of season one?
A lot has, but you know what? I think that maybe we should do a quick commercial break. See what sponsors we've got this season. You know, who knows? So we'll be right back. This episode of the Peer Reviewed Podcast is brought to you by Thunder and Lightning. Thunder and Lightning, very very frightening. And we're back.
Hey.
Well, that's good. We got a new sponsor that isn't actively trying to kill us.
Just passively.
For
yeah, exactly. That National Concept of Fun, Institute of Fun, was very, very deadly.
Which is really kind of surprising.
I know. You think that they'd be more laid back, but
the Colombian drug cartel, pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, they kidnapped us that one time for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was
right,
fun.
It was actually like they were like,
we
we're
didn't
want to
go,
you.
But then it was a nice party.
Yeah. Right, we're
going to
kidnap you, and we're like, oh no, please don't kidnap us, scary drug lords, and they're like. No, it's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's like when you get invited to go bowling, you're like, I don't really want to go bowling. But then once you're bowling, you're like, I'm having a great time.
And they had such a nice swimming pool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah. And the fireworks, and some of the best shrimp I've eaten in my life.
I wasn't big on the shrimp.
Well, you've been scared of fish seafood ever since that time at McDonald's, and come on, they don't even describe what kind of fish they use.
That's true, it's just fish filet. God. Yeah, that was pretty awful. I got food poisoning from fish once.
You kind of deserved it.
Kind of. Because all I had to eat that day was rancid. I think that if they have a 2-for-1 fish, you never go for it. Never.
Never get fish on sale.
No.
Especially from McDonald's.
Yes. I learned my lesson.
Did you, though?
But you didn't learn. You never learned your lesson about Arby's. You kept going there.
I still eat Arby's. Guys, not going to lie, still eat Arby's.
Who is the new person, new entity that we're going to hate on?
Arby's. why would we change?
It's not broke.
I eat it. It doesn't mean I like it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I need to punish myself.
You don't
sometimes.
Like Arby's. You hate yourself.
Exactly.
That is the best way of putting it. You know, I eat stuff way more crazy than Arby's.
Yeah?
Like, earlier today, we had a Chinese dumpling pizza.
What?
Well, I still don't think that was that crazy.
There's a Chinese restaurant right next to Little Caesars, so...
I still don't think that was that crazy.
Relative to us, no.
I was wanting to put pork chow mein on there.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. And spring rolls. But these guys were like, oh no, let's not do that. Let's be normal for once about how we eat.
Why would you do that?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, such a disappointment.
Happens. All right. So, back to the podcast.
Ah, yeah, we were doing that thing, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yes. So I think that should we get to an article or should we get to the viewer mail?
Let's do the viewer mail.
The viewer mail,
because we've done a few articles, so let's, you know,
yeah,
take a quick break from that.
Yeah,
how are they viewers?
Well, the Vine.
The Vine, right.
Yes.
You can check out our Vine on Twitter.
Yay. Please don't. It was awful.
It was pretty
bad, yeah.
We should work on that.
All right, so we have a question here from Jeanette in Houston. Was Carl Sagan a 2% or whole milk kind of guy? What do you guys think?
I think whole milk.
I think it was all in.
Yeah.
Because I think that 2%, that's just... He was pretty skinny, thin guy. I think that he was trying to bulk up.
You know? Right.
Well, I just think he'd be either whole milk or skim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2%.
Actually, why were we only given 2 options? When there
that's
are
true.
At least 3 options.
Jeanette in Houston, you bitch.
Present all the options.
With you.
Exactly. Maybe he liked acidophilus milk. Maybe he's... Seems like the kind of guy who could have been lactose intolerant.
That was subtle.
Yeah, but I think that maybe yogurt?
Still disappointing.
All right. James is just handing me a note now. Makes me realize.
Completely defeating the point of that.
I know. But we forgot our most famous...
Next time I'm just going to like do a charades for it, you know.
Might as well. Forgot our most important portion of the show. The right. Peer-reviewed pop quiz.
That's how we started it. We were wondering earlier, what do we do?
We're bad at this.
I remember, we set up the microphone. What was the next step?
Yeah. It was always a dumb pop quiz.
No, we
did
do it right. Us randomly talking, and then you just hit record suddenly. But then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Introductions, pop quiz. Sorry about that. I know that you were all just dying to listen to the pop quiz.
Yeah. And, well, you know what's interesting? I actually did have one prepared. So I'm actually going to read that right now. So, peer-reviewed pop quiz for real points.
Oh.
What is the most unethical food? Choice number 1, veal. Choice number 2, foie gras. Choice number 3, baby carrots. Choice number 4, baby dill pickles.
Oh, baby dill pickles.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the most unethical?
They're straight up evil.
How are they evil? Just because they're kosher? Very anti-Semitic.
They try to warn you themselves with their awful taste. God damn it, I did it again.
I love them. Yeah, I'm just going to eat pickles.
Stop pulling with Simpsons.
I'm just going to eat, eating
actually,
pickles into the microphone.
I'm baby carrots.
Baby
no
carrots.
No one ever thinks that the baby carrot is ever responsible for anything, but it always is. It's always the murderer. You not played Clue before?
So that you're saying that it was the butler then?
No, I'm saying it's the baby, yeah. But hang on, you meant unethical to eat, not acted unethically, didn't you?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, baby carrots.
So you say baby carrots.
Yeah.
You say baby dill pickles?
Yes, that's what he says.
Okay. I'm sorry, but the answer is foie gras, because it's French.
Oh.
Yes. See, it's not veal, because...
Touché.
Yeah.
I did get some more viewer mail, a topic that someone would like us to discuss.
Oh, awesome.
It's how in this age of technology, you cavemen somehow aren't streaming your podcast. It really makes Frana's post about peer-reviewed is live feel like a hurtful lie.
Well, you know what? Justin from Linkin Park.
Wow, we're getting really popular.
We are,
we?
Yeah. And I'm not talking about the part
of
Chicago. I'm talking about the band.
Yeah.
Justin,
going places.
Justin was the washboard player of Linkin Park. You know what? I think that it's because we just don't give a shit about our fans. Because I don't know if we have any.
We did, though. We'd love them.
Right.
Yeah, they'd be our favorite.
Probably
maybe,
too much. It
maybe
would be
you
kind of creepy how much we loved you.
If you guys showed us some support, we'd figure out how to do it live. Yeah. So, in review, fuck you.
I would do it live if there were people listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that anyone would like be like, oh my god,
I gotta
home.
Go home.
I gotta watch peer reviewed.
Right.
And if they did, I would feel bad for them. That, like, that's something they're looking forward to. I think it's bad enough. I'd also feel bad enough that people listen to this.
I also feel good that we were doing that for them, at least. At least that we were giving them something.
Yeah. Yeah. But if that's the best part of their life, though, man.
Yeah.
Criminy.
Well, hey, I never said I wanted to put effort into, like, giving someone something that helped them somehow.
Yeah. And yeah. Or in this podcast at all. Put effort into this podcast at all.
Right. Okay, so any more viewer mail?
And then we do have one more. Let's see. From Spencer in Iowa City.
Oh.
Am I supposed to be here? Which the answer...
Yes, Spencer, you are.
Yes. Yeah, well, to be fair, it was drunkenly talking about it on Friday night, and he's like, oh,
well,
I'll
he clearly
it.
Remembered enough to be like, I think that's the thing I'm doing.
Yeah. But so, short answer,
yes,
yes. Long answer, no. So,
right.
There you go. Hope that...
Even longer
yes,
answer...
Yes is longer than no.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. You're a free man.
You're a grown-up.
I know you don't act like
grown-up-ish.
It, but none of us do, so it's fine.
Yeah. So that's...
we'll have you on a different one.
Oh, yeah. So that's all the mail we have today. I'm glad that these people are still...
It took forever to get through all of that mail.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All three things.
It's tough being this famous and popular.
Oh, wait. I have... there's another one I have from Arlington in Chad. He asks... Why did you just make me up on the spot? Do you think I'm not a real person? And to that I say, yes.
Connor, what was that about?
I feel like we needed one more piece of mail, so I just made one up.
Yeah, what's the very...
it's
an
interesting
one. Don't try and, like fictional series, okay?
No. Oh, well. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm good.
Right.
How are you?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. So, science and whatnot.
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. All right. So, here's an interesting article about bald people.
I'm not bald yet. I'm going bald.
All right. I won't read the article about you then. I'll read the article about the other bald guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
stop looking at my head.
So this... this is basically about a guy who had a form of alopecia that was an autoimmune disease. And so his doctor decided, hey, if it's an autoimmune disease that caused him to go bald, maybe if we put him on a treatment for an autoimmune disease, maybe his hair will grow back. And that's exactly what happened.
Which I think is recklessly irresponsible of science to allow that to happen, because then everybody's just going to be like, well, he's got this, which is phonetically similar to this other disease, so let's treat him for that one. And
also,
then it's going to start working because science.
You said alopecia?
A jerk.
Alopecia.
You know what? That sounds like a really, really tasty meal at a restaurant.
Or it sounds like a goat in like the Incan mountains and stuff.
Yeah, which is probably a tasty goat to eat.
Probably.
I'm saying that disease sounds delicious and should go on the list with cancer and AIDS.
Well, you don't...
Sexy diseases.
Yeah, it's hairless people. Super sexy. But, yeah, so the...
Yeah, but at the same time, he's not hairless anymore, so... Well,
yeah.
Wait, hang on.
There's a picture of his dumb bald head. But I don't want to look
you're
at
so
it
nice.
It's gross.
You're such a nice person.
Yeah.
So much humanity in you.
Oh, but, so the drug that he took was called Xeljanz, which is a treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. And it says here that the doctor isn't sure that it was a good idea to give it to him because some people who've taken Xeljanz have died from infections such as tuberculosis and face an increased risk of cancer.
Well, that's fine because they can just turn that off now.
It's true.
So he gets hair and cancer. It'll be double sexy.
Yeah. So it's kind of like... It's like a Sophie's choice. Like, what would you rather have? Hair or not cancer?
This will make your hair grow back.
And then you'll get cancer and you'll get chemotherapy and lose all your hair.
Yeah.
Awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of a...
Well, this is kind of stupid, isn't
it? It is. Just costing him a lot more money. But it says that insurance covers most of the cost. And it ends with the article saying... I find myself a lot of times just playing with it. I didn't read the whole article, so hopefully he's still talking about his hair.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's really a case of, hey, I've got this idea. Give me all of your money, and I will get you right back to where you were at the beginning anyway. You know?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe his doc, it's just some big medical Ponzi scheme.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Wow, we're really good at saying yep.
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 This is going to be the rest of the podcast, guys. Yep.
Just like the beginning of a King of the Hill episode.
Yep. So, speaking of drugs.
Ooh. Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Wow,
I like them.
All got really excited about drugs.
I thought you were going to bring some out.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on. Got to get my Lipitor fix.
Shouldn't fuck around with that, man. I'm telling you. That is too hardcore for you.
Freebasing Lipitor.
Man, why is that guy's skull and brain both blue?
Because if they weren't blue, how else could you see the electricity coursing through it? Because of this.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the guys from the Blue Man Group.
That's what their brains look like.
They dyed their brains blue.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So speaking of drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
There's apparently one called valproic acid. It's used to treat seizures and the manic part of bipolar.
Oh.
I guess I didn't actually know that you took like different medicines depending on what you were that
day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you take that to be more low key, and then when you're low key, you take the other drug to make you more manic. That's not true. You looked at me like it was true, and I feel like I betrayed you. I'm sorry.
You did.
I don't think it was true
because you wanted. Oh, because. That makes no sense to anyone, and we're not going to discuss it. Anyways.
But anyways, Harvard did a study with this drug where they, like, you know,
Harvard
gave it to some
studies.
People. They do that, don't they?
It's jerks.
They think they're better than all of us.
Just because I can't do a study. Come on.
I can do a study. Not a good one. not a provable one. Okay?
Yeah.
And then Harvard comes on like, oh yeah, we're so much better at studies than you.
They always... every study they release is like, and we're also better than James Hartley Prime.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Hard to not take personal, Ben.
Exactly. It's like they don't even know me.
Why are they picking on me? Why are they being so mean?
Picked a guy at random that kind of likes science. And was like, hey, you think you like science? Check this out. We gave some people a drug, and then they were, as adults, able to learn perfect pitch.
Whoa.
Which
by that he, I assume he means tonal pitch. Not like pitches
baseball?
In no pitches in, you know, that pitch experiment. The actual substance called pitch.
I don't know.
Like Burning Pitch?
Yeah.
Like Burning Man?
Right. Like Blue Man?
Yeah. Wow.
Like the song Blue?
Wow. This is
by Eiffel 57, is that who it was?
Eiffel 50 something.
Yes.
Maybe 65.
Eiffel 93.
No. Eiffel S?
K-backs. This is all so relevant. That's what
yes,
I like about us. We stay on topic.
Well, maybe we
fuck you, Harvard.
We were actively trying to get off topic right
now. Maybe we ought to take this valproic acid stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking of it, what else is there?
Well, yeah, that perfect pitch thing, tonal pitch. Thank you.
Right.
Yep. It's never been achieved by an adult before, so that suggests that this drug actually. Gives your brain the plasticity that you had when you were 7 years old.
Wow.
And so you'll be able to, you know, learn things as fast as a 7 year old while having an adult brain, or somewhere close in our case, technically, age wise.
Yeah, I got distracted because now I'm imagining what it'd be like if my brain was made of silly putty.
See, I was imagining, like, if you have the brain of a 7 year old, does that mean that you think everyone has cooties again?
Well, they do.
Yeah. What do you mean, again?
I mean, we just call them lice now. This is Iowa City, dude.
No, it's Iowa City. We call them STDs.
Yeah.
We're apparently the number two school in the nation for STDs, which I think is directly correlated with the number one party school title.
I'd say so. So what's the number one party, or the number one STD school?
No.
Probably, like,
yeah, how are we the number
Florida
one party
or
school?
Something.
That, like...
Yeah, apparently we don't party hard enough. Bleh.
Good. I don't think either of those things are particularly proud to be.
They're not proud to be?
We shouldn't be proud to be either of those things, particularly.
But, I don't know, I guess we are. Ugh.
Oh, the whole thing's biased. It's sponsored by Trojan. People here just don't buy Trojan brands.
Yeah.
They buy other brands.
Oh, those sons of guns. Their parents must be pistols because they're sons of guns. That's my favorite thing to start saying.
It's not great. We're pretty happy for you.
Have a good time with that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No, but yeah, this Depakote, whatever the...
Velcro
gas. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. So, it's just tunnel pitch that it helps you learn again?
Or that's just the example that they...
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they based the study on. But it still proves that it lets you learn things at a much higher rate or success
level. Some more examples of things you might be able to learn at a higher rate.
Language, math.
Got that. Well, actually, you don't know. No. That was just no.
Alright.
That didn't make any sense at all. That's what I liked about it.
Nothing we do ever makes
I like
sense.
How we were talking about a drug that returns your brain plasticity so you can learn better, and we immediately went, hey, we're the second most STD infested school in the country.
Yeah, I was kind of apropos of nothing. Just like, oh, well, that's right, we do have a lot of STDs.
So that came from something. I swear.
Maybe
we're going to go definitely through a point to
like, oh,
yeah.
That's why STDs.
Oh, that's great.
Best. We're awesome.
James, did you have an article that you wanted to talk about?
Did I?
You know, the...
Oh, yeah, no. So they think that, I guess, salamanders, which aren't actually as cool as they sound. Like, whenever I think of salamander, I think of, like, the mythical fire salamanders,
like,
but they never are. Right?
Yeah. Like, never mind.
I feel like it should be, like, an energy drink called Salamander.
But they think that they hold the key to human limb regeneration.
Oh, really?
I think the key to human limb regeneration is to try really hard not to lose it in the first place.
I'd say so. You
are constantly regenerating the cells of the limb that you still have.
But I mean, if you happen to, by some unfortunate accident, lose some sort of limb, or even according
or
to
if
this,
you get stabbed 45 times.
Well, including like actual organs as well, like hearts and eyes and spinal cords and stuff and tails.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's the salamander.
Wait, how are we? I was gonna say, how would humans regrow tails?
Well,
oh, no,
I mean, we have vestigial tails in the womb, right? Maybe we could get those back.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, they're like, okay, we've discovered the key. Thanks to salamanders, we can now regrow our limbs. Look, chop my arm. Oh, but it's back. What the fuck is this tail doing here?
What if your arm got chopped off and instead a tail grows there?
Like,
so you're just like
thanks.
A tentacle
yeah.
person. Though.
Thank you.
So I'm curious, who did the study? Was it Dr. Kurt Connors from Spider-Man?
No, it was Maxie Young.
Thank you. I don't care.
Well, you know, I'm going to take you seriously.
It's
I'm
the
gonna,
reason.
All your jokes
the only reason I asked you to bring that up is because I want to do my Kurt Connors joke again. Which I'm not. And now
great?
I'm kind of doubting if that's what the guy's name actually was.
Yeah. You should look that up.
Yeah. We'll do that on the next. Later on in the.
Yeah.
Just be like, was it Kurt Connors?
But I'm really excited because I work in a high risk area of video gaming where randomly my friend will come and try and cut me to pieces because I beat him.
Yeah.
No, but that would make things a lot more interesting.
I was very worried about you for a second. I'm like, well,
you shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm typically not. It's actually Curtis Connors. Sorry, guys.
You fucked up.
It's Kurt Connors.
Hang your head in shame.
Kurt is short for Curtis Ogden.
I know. But I'm sure
according to Wikipedia.
I'm sure on his birth certificate it says Curtis and not Kurt. So.
Well.
I don't mean to be Kurt about this, but I'm a lizard.
Alter ego. Curtis Kurt Connors.
So his middle name is Kurt.
Kurt.
Yeah, his middle name, Kurt.
His nickname.
It's not like he's putting him in quotes or anything.
His name is really just a short version of his name.
Pretty lazy nickname, really.
Can we just call him Scaly?
Scaly McScalerson?
No, Scaly. Come on.
About salamander.
Absurd. No, he's not a salamander. He's the lizard.
Yeah, well, he should be a salamander. Because salamanders are way cooler.
Yeah, because they can regrow all of their complex structures. And apparently they're the only invertebrate mammal that can do so. Lizards can regrow their tails. But salamanders can regrow hearts and parts of hearts and parts of eyes and such.
That's really cool.
I said as I'm yawning.
I dig it.
Yep.
right. You had something you wanted to talk about.
Did I?
Does that just say sex?
It does say sex. I always want to talk about sex.
Sex. Sex. That was funny.
So this could have been the also could have been the no shit article of the week.
Oh, right.
Was, let's see. It was that if you like having casual sex, then you will be happier.
I read that one, yeah.
Yeah. New research suggests...
If you do it for the right reasons. Yeah.
New research suggests that not all casual sex is bad. For those interested, it can boost life satisfaction and self-esteem and lessen anxiety.
But if you're doing it, like, for self-hatred, apparently that doesn't work as well.
That's why we all have sex, so right? Because we hate ourselves, right?
Wait, you guys
have sex? Yeah. Jeez. Don't you remember all the orgies we had in season one? Come on, man.
They were off camera.
Still on mic.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, we kept those first. That's part of the lost episodes. We just didn't buy them.
Yes. Why was there even a camera in the room if we aren't if we weren't using it, you know? Why did we just be like, let's set up this camera and never turn it on? Also, it's broken.
You know, this is. I think this is the first article I've ever read that uses the term fuck buddies. Because it says that research has attempted to measure the overall effects of one-night stands and fuck buddies on psychological health, but hasn't been totally decisive.
Sorry, times are changing.
No.
Where is this article on?
This is, it is on The Onion. No, it's on a Pacific Standard. The Science of Society. It's the science.
Of society?
Of science.
I'm actually surprised that
it said science in it somewhere. Did you drink the pickle juice?
Yeah.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Because I wanted to. So, yeah. The researchers tested their theory by surveying 371 college students about baseline sociosexuality and then asking about their sexual behavior and psychological well-being over a period of 9 months. Participants were considered to have had penetrative casual sex on any given week if any of their oral, vaginal, or anal intercourse partners were reported as one-night stands, friends with benefits, fuck buddies, casually hanging out, just friends, ex-partners, or unclear/complicated.
So all but the first two mean the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah. But I think that's...
Except friends with benefit is, like, not a one-night stand. Okay, so one-night stand and the last two, after that, all the other ones, like, are the same thing, right?
Yeah, well,
scientists do. They don't get laid. They don't know these things.
But I just, just imagine, like, for this study, they're, like, filling out the forms, like, have you had sex this week? Yep. Oral, anal, vaginal, all three. It was a crazy night. It's like, what's the nature of
your... everything on the menu.
What's the nature of your relationship? Is it a one-night stand? I just want to see that science form that has fuck buddy just like in bold right in the middle of it. It's like, are you guys fuck buddies? This is the scientist just like trying to sound cool, like, hey, yeah, we get it. You guys are fuck buddies.
Buddies. Fuck. Yeah. I'm down with the times.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that weird little.
No one knew.
Strange.
So it says by the
I don't know why you pointed it out either.
Yeah, right.
So by the end of the study, 42% of subjects reported having sex outside a relationship. When it came to those who were sociosexually unrestricted, having casual sex was associated with higher self-esteem and life satisfaction and lower depression and anxiety. Yeah, so if you like casual sex, have casual sex.
So they're saying that sex is weird. A thing that is a possibility for people to have, and they're also saying so are relationships. Huh.
Yeah, I know. That's the breaking part of this study, is that, hey... people like other people.
When one person likes another person very, very much.
They didn't get into the specifics of how sex works, though, so I'm just going to have to assume.
Science, that's what would have really helped.
Next time. Get on it, scientists. I need more graphic depictions of sex in my research papers.
Yes, right. Anyway, so
what else do we got?
No, that's it.
Yeah,
we're done. We'll see you in 2 years.
Yep. Yeah. Season 3, guys.
Yeah.
Season 4 is going to take 4 years after that.
It just gets longer and longer. All right. So
that's how that works.
I think so. How do we end these? Did we ever end them? We just have to sit here until the next episode.
Like, sneak quietly out in the middle of the night type thing.
Yeah, we just kind of have to be awkward for probably until we hit 1 hour 6 minutes. Oh, I think we just need to kind of sit here going,
We almost started harmonizing.
That was way more fun than it deserved to be.
Oh, I remember what we did. We did a three-way high five. And then we said, thanks, Al.
Fuck fish. I don't want to say that anymore.